they tested the grass, you know, down south of here in Poteet, and see which grasses could respond and make a comeback after going 60 days with no supplemental water. And the only St. Augustine to make the cut, in other words, to be very drought tolerant, was Floritam, of course. You know, Calvin, the problem is he can beat him to death with this stuff, but for some reason he just won't believe it until, you know, he's done it himself and spent a bunch of our Saul's water money. But anyway, I was very happy with that because that means that eventually I think it'll come to pass that Floritam will be the only St. Augustine grass that we can grow here in new developments, which is needed because it's more drought tolerance, it's chinch bug resistant, it's St. Augustine decline resistant. I mean, it's got all the brown patch tolerant. It's even take-all patch tolerant, which means that you can see symptoms, but it won't cause the symptomatic big brown dead space places in Floritam St. Augustine. So it is specifically good for our area. It's good for San Antonio, Houston, and Corpus Christi and everything south. Now, the reason that it hadn't been promoted so much is because of the Turf Grass Association and the grass sod producers wanted a St. Augustine that could go all the way to, would be cold hardy, and a cold hardy all the way to Dallas. Well, the deal is we're going to have to take care of ourselves before we worry about those Dallas-Fort Worth people, because this is the grass that's for us. And obviously by the test, and this is the third time that this has been confirmed, that Floritam St. Augustine is more drought tolerant than Prairie Buffalo or any of the buffalo grasses. So, you know, that's what we're going to have to use. The amazing part, or what really shocked me from the study, is how low the Zorz is performed. I'm thinking that the reason that they were performed so low is because, this just occurred to me, you know, what they were judging on was how quickly these grasses could come back, in other words, recover after 2 months of no water. Now, Floritam is a vigorous grower. Anybody's ever had it. So I could see how it could come back pretty fast. We always say Zorzia is a very tough grass, but it's very slow to spread. That's why most of the time we recommend sod, solid setting of sod, rather than plugging of Zorzias. Whereas you can plug Bermudas, who are fast, spread fast. All the Bermudas were in the top, and then all the Zorzias were toward the bottom because they didn't cover to this 60% recovery rate that needed to be to make the cut. So anyway, they're going to do it again, and of course, the Texas turf industry is very upset over this because they said that, of course, they didn't want to go Floritam, so they couldn't sell it statewide. And they put all their marbles in with the Zorzias, all the different types of Zorzia grass. And the Texas A&M Research turf plots are mainly devoted to the production of Zorzia grass, which have proven to be not the best drought-tolerant grasses. So there's millions and millions of dollars at stake here. So, but I'm very happy because, again, I was proven correct.